Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Well, it seems that I missed a ton of congratulation wishes yesterday. And I know 90% of you have my email or could get it from a neighbor or my phone. But that said, here I am, the luckiest man in the world, or one of them, as we celebrated our 49th wedding anniversary yesterday and are currently on our way, as this community comment airs, to San Francisco to see the Giants game with the Dodgers, among many other of our city delights. One of the things that Mrs. Jones and I like to do on weekends here in around Eureka is go for a ride with our morning Java. You know, I've told you this before, but we sometimes drive out to Freshwater and cruise the park, but most time we take a ride over to the T in Fairhaven and drive down the road and head out to see what's happening at the jetty and the RV park as well. Which, of course, the jetty being closed now as the Army Corps is putting up some huge rocks on the jetty to protect those who would rather, watch or fall in and enjoy the huge winter storm waves. We actually carry this tradition wherever we go, and this is going to be San Francisco being no different. We both were born there and have a real affinity for the landscape of tall buildings, ocean views, and hills, and climb halfway to the stars. We have almost always stayed down in Union Square, but since Lefty O'Doul's closed and the Tenderloin has been terrorized more than just a few blocks away that it occupies, we'll keep our cruise to the Sunset, Richmond, and, the Golden Gate Park. Sometimes we get lost and turn around, which is the most fun part, but finding our way back to point A without using Siri is the goal. The biggest drawback to all this is the mechanism that we use to travel in, the automobile. This is oil, and which is made into gasoline. I've already estimated our down and back to two tanks of gas. It's going to be over $200, at least twice that which we normally be spending. Will that cut into some of our discretionary spending? Well, it has to. There is only so much money in the travel account, and we are lucky to have that travel account. I can't imagine what those that have a tight budget and are trying to deal with these gas prices and groceries, increasing inflation. It just is nuts, and it's not a Putin thing, ding-a-lings. Somebody better wake up and open up a pipeline and forget this electric car thing for a while that nobody can rightfully afford right now anyway. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.